That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hey, come on, we got it.
Is this right, mate?
Come on, mate. Down.
Focus.
You're going to get your back right into it and thrust away, son. You've got to thrust. It's important.
Deeper. This is deeper. Go deeper.
Good, here you go.
Feels good.
Good, mate. Down.
Use your hat. Use your hat.
Down. Down. Good hit.
Use your hand.
Look at you, son.
Use your hands.
Jock.
Yes, son. That's great.
Look, Jock, I'm doing it.
That's fantastic. The ladies love you, mate.
Very good, he got very
fantastic,
good.
Fantastic, mate. Up. Down. Up.
Jock, I'm getting tired.
All right, have a spell, son. Have a spell.
Thank you.
Have a spell.
Righto. Thanks, folks, for tuning in to the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Podcast. My name is Jock Reynolds, and I'm here with the great Peter Higginbotham, who's a bit puffed out. How are you, mate?
Very, very well, Jock.
You did really well, mate. And Crouching Tiger, how are you, mate?
Welcome.
Yeah, we've had Higgo. Higgo, you had some great success last Friday, mate, and we've got you on a bit of a strict exercise regime. Care to let the folks in on what's happened?
I'm wearing sweatbands, Jock.
Look great, mate. On the arms and on the forehead there.
Yes, they are functional. They are to mop up the sweat as I exercise.
Yeah.
I got close to Crumpet on Friday night.
You should have seen him.
Yes. Hello, Margaret from the MCG car park.
Lovely lady.
Attendant who...
looked good in fluoro, I thought. Really nice.
Yes, gave me her phone number. And after finally calling it... early Sunday morning, she told me I wasn't fit enough.
Yeah.
So
but you could lose a few kegs here, mate, you know?
I will be ringing her soon.
Good, mate.
With my newfound fitness.
Bloody fantastic.
Good boy, Higgo. Yeah. You're very strong, boy.
Mate, you've come a long
yes,
way.
Yes, yes, you thrust very well for that.
You did.
Rookie, Ruta.
Good push-ups, mate. You're coming along well, and I'm sure you'll be fine. Now, we've got some pretty serious business to get through tonight, boys. It's been a massive weekend of fantasy football, and probably the headlines are the injuries. You know, a lot of us have got some injury concerns this week, boys.
I should start with Dempsey.
Yeah, yeah.
I welcome Jock community.
Yeah.
I say congratulations. Everybody listen to old Jock.
Yeah.
He say, Dempsey worry. He say, maybe you, Higgo.
Yes.
Maybe you say, do not trade Broughton.
Yes, I did get that one right, but let's not get carried away.
Yeah, that's important.
Long season ahead.
Important, and like you said, like Higgo, you called the demise of Collingwood. When was it? November, December, people.
Jock, it's round three.
Of course.
We still have a lot of analytical processing.
Absolutely.
Before we go spruiking our own brilliance.
That's right. And look, if you did trade in your Dempseys, if you did trade out your Broughtons, if you got rid of Heath Scotland, chin it up, you know. It's just because, I mean, I've been in this industry now for 68 years, you know, and I have made some mistakes, but you learn from them.
Man who run behind car.
Yeah.
Get exhausted.
Yeah.
You don't bloody jump on car that leave garage.
Yeah.
You listen to Jock Reynolds.
Yeah, all right, come on, I'll get some. Listen, I have pretty much got it right so far, but I will at some stage make a mistake in the coming years, I'm sure. You
Jock,
know, there'll be one.
Jock.
Could be two, who knows. Yes, mate.
Your wife left you, Jock.
Yeah, look, well, she gave me the ultimatum, super coach or me, and as she walked out the door 13 seconds later, you know, I thought it was a good move. But if you're out there, Narelle, you know, I'm open to, you know, we can talk. Nat Fyfe, big injury. Shoulders popped out, and the likelihood is he'll go under the knife. So a lot of you there will be thinking of the blokes. Who are we going to replace in that fight with, you know? Who are we going to get in? Because he's a bloody big loss. I had him. Higgo, you got him, son?
No.
Yeah.
I was ruining the decision early.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf, unfortunately, hurt his shoulder carrying the keg of beer.
Yeah.
Now, it is unfortunate, and if you do have Fyfe, it is time to trade.
Crouching, you have him, you've got him, don't you, son? Who do you want to swap him for? You're going to swap this week, you're going to trade him.
I trade Teen Wolf. I think maybe Roughhead.
Yeah.
Maybe Bumahavi.
Yeah.
Maybe even make money. Get Stanley or Zeeble. They're good pick.
Let's have a chat about Reece Stanley, because I think he's an interesting prospect. He's averaging... Well, he came out with 88 points, averaging 90. He's having a good, consistent year. He's not setting the world on fire. If you do want to bring in your Reece Stanley, he will cost you. He's gone up. He'll go up to, what, 247k after his price rise. Personally, at this point, if I haven't got him, I'm not going to look to get him in. But if you're looking to free up some cash for another move, you know, could be one worth thinking about.
Jock.
Yes, old chap.
The plummet of Stevie J and perhaps even Chapman could open the door to an excellent pickup.
Well, Stevie Johnson, he scores thus far 58, 68, 57. He'll be down to 507k, but some of us might not have the luxury. You might be in your league team. You might have a poor team that you're playing this weekend. If you have got the luxury of sitting Fife on your bench for a couple of weeks, the bargains will be coming thick and fast. Off the top of my head, Stevie Johnson, Paul Chapman, we've got, your Ryan O'Keefe, your Adam Goods. These forwards, they're going to be cheap as bloody chips.
Nick Riewoldt is still quite a realistic option.
Absolutely. Yeah, he hasn't gone beneath the ton. In fact, his lowest score is 105, I believe.
Jock?
Yes, sir?
I think this ties in with my segment.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
In terms of this week and trading, my suggestion is, do not trade. It's been all about team structures.
What if you've got your Nat Fyfe, mate?
Then trade.
Or your Matty Leuenbergers, if this
no.
Week. No. No? Yeah.
What you need to be looking at is, of course, if you are not in line for the 50,000, consider your team against your opponent for next week.
Yeah, great point.
You may want to run with a donut. Another week of form will give you a more informed trading decision.
And I suppose if you hold off, Higo, you're going to get more of these bargains, because, geez, there will be bargains in the forward line before too long, folks.
Agreed.
Sidebum's the other one we haven't discussed. 103 on the weekend, averaging 94. Again, he's not blazing a trail, but, geez, he's an option. He's got the dual position eligibility as well that you might want to replace with Fyfe. Anyone else that you think we might want to whack into the forward lines?
You see the tip man.
Oh, the tip.
Could tip it. He looked dangerous.
Yeah. What did he score?
I think he get 128.
Correct.
He averaged 120. He kicks straight. He could get bloody 160.
Bloody oath.
I think in a good team, he present a very good option. He go up a little bit. Maybe you get him for 450, maybe.
Yeah, he'll come in. He'll go up from 392k to 445, but I think he presents some real value. You know what pleased me most about Kurt Tippett's performance?
What, Mr. John?
You know, it's one thing coming out against some of these minnows and scoring your 140-odds, but he did it against the Hawks, who are the best in the business. He's come out with a 128 against the Hawks. He's taken some beautiful plucks, and I think Kurt Tippett caused a lot of players lots of frustration over the years, but, gee, could be one worth considering. Scored a 150 round one. Let's not forget.
Yes, very good. I can maybe think my segment now, Mr. John.
Here we go.
Welcome. Crouching One, Hopeful Slipper, Wisdom.
Welcome. Last Thursday, I go put up the recycle bin. Miss Tiger always say, you put that recycle bin.
You got a Thursday, have you?
Thursday. Anyway.
You got to put the bloody thing out.
I got to put the bin out. I walk out the front garden and onto Nature Strip. And my slipper of wisdom squish in dog, funny, smelly, dog little egg.
Probably the poo, huh?
Yes, dog shit.
Easy, mate.
And I go, and straight away, my slipper say me.
Yeah, what did it say, son?
I think my slipper get angry, but no. My slipper say me, Crouching One, man who fish another man well, most likely catch crab. And I go, what you say this for? And then I think, by time I get back in house, and I start washing slipper in sink, I remember what this mean. I love crab. Daniel Wells.
Oh, beautiful player.
I love crab. I fish in Daniel Wells.
Okay, yeah.
And I get to eat crab.
Okay.
And then yeah. I whisper one more thing as I wipe off last little bit of dog shit.
Yeah, yeah. What's he saying?
He say me, best the chicken.
Oh, best, Ryan Bastinet.
Ah, the best the chicken. So these two players, I look at very closely for this round.
Well, you're cool. You're cool.
Welcome.
You're a bloody genius.
Welcome.
Crouching Tiger, strategic genius, and it's bloody fantastic to have you as always, son. Your contribution is second to none, son. Look, Ryan Basted Chicken Bastinac's averaging 105 this season. He came in at 377k this season. He'll go up to 415, but gee, showing a bit.
Outstanding prospect.
Yeah.
In a club on the rise.
Yeah. Must be said, they've beaten Geelong. Geelong came off a 5-day break, so... Look, fair enough, they've done very well, but let's not ride home North fans yet, let's just wait a few more weeks, but gee, coached very well. Daniel Wells got 31 possessions, 141 super coach points, lads. What's his average? How's he going with his average?
Daniel Wells, he averaged 109. I think he price maybe drop a little bit.
Okay, oh, maybe it'll drop?
Because he have one... crap week.
Yeah, righto.
I want talk one man. I want talk Joel Selwood.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
He remember me.
Love him.
He's not about love.
Yeah.
He about bloody get the hard ball.
Yeah. He would have two bloody hard balls, I'd suggest.
Mr. Joel.
That'd be big too.
Silence!
Bloody wheelbarrow jobs.
Mr. Joel remember me of my friend from Myanmar. Nihan Pak.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did he do, Shan?
Nihan Pak, my very good friend.
Yeah.
I walk along with Nihan Pak, and he step on a landmine. He blow off left leg and right testicle.
Oh,
poof! Gee. Fly up in the air.
Gee whiz.
Nihan Pak, so bloody strong. Before he left leg, right testicle hit ground, he catch them, and he hop all the way bloody back home.
That's bloody amazing.
And next day, he walk with me again.
Bloody strong man.
He walk with me again.
Hey, that's kind of like Joel Selwood. You're doing parallels, aren't you?
This what I bloody talk about, John. But not just walk with me.
Yeah.
I twist my ankle and Nihan Pak bloody carry me home.
What a man.
With new bloody legs on and one testicle.
Bloody amazing.
He like Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood look. Last week, he got smashed all over the bloody ground. Did he get KO'd?
He bloody warrior.
Oh, he's a bloody strong. I love Joel Selwood, mate. You know, I've known you since a kid and I've known your family for, you know, the last 30 years I've been in the Selwood family. Helped the boys, you know. There's, five of the boys are taking me out in the back paddock. Bit of kick to kick, bit of advice, and they've come on. I'm proud of the lads. I'm proud of you all. You know, smashed around. He's had a 5-day break. He'd be tired. He's stuffed. He's a skipper of the great Geelong Football Club and he comes in with 139 supercoach points.
Jock.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Pendlebury?
Pendlebury, yeah. Off game. Look, he was down. He's only come out with the 62. You know what? If he scores 120 for the next 3 weeks, ask me what his price is going to be.
What is price, Mr. Jock?
If he scores 120 for the next 3 weeks, it'll be $590,000. So I'm suggesting could be time to upgrade some of these little cash cows sitting there fattening up like plump little bloody lambs. I'm saying Pendles. You haven't got him? Get him in.
Jock.
Yeah.
Brilliant statement.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Founded on a logic unfamiliar to you.
Yeah.
Because in those 3 or 4 weeks, it will be time to cash in a cow.
Well worth a thought. Now, look, Marty Clark, back in defence, also looked fantastic. He's just been building like a locomotive train. 85 points, averaging 76, but more importantly, he's looking comfortable, skillful. You'd never guess the young kid was from the aisle. You'll have to, you'll take a hit. Look, he's 170k. Have you, Higo, you got your stats there. What's he going to be after this weekend's done?
Approximately 224, mate.
Yeah, okay.
A rise.
Yeah.
But he is playing quite a role at Collingwood.
Yeah.
Expecting quite a bit of... game time and exposure.
In a
slightly shaky Collingwood.
Now, Brian Lake, you know, saw him chin
Tommy Simpkin on the weekend. He'll get weeks, what, 3-4 weeks, we think?
Perhaps 2 to 3.
Yeah, it would suggest that'll be the last straw in a...
Hold.
Yeah.
If you can play a donutless backline,
yeah,
hold off on the trade button.
Spot on. But if you have to get rid of him, I would suggest you haven't got your Marty Clark, I think he'd be a good one to hop on. Another one, Heathie Scotland. The community's been pretty strong, encouraging everyone to hold on to him. And if you did get rid of him, don't get down on yourself, you know. This game's not so much about your successes, but how you come back up off the canvas, you know. You'll get a bargain for the old Heathie Scotland. 573k at the beginning of the season. He'll drop down to 550k-ish. 127 points over the weekend, 35 possessions.
One must mention Barlow and Lenny Hayes. Outstanding stories, outstanding scoring outputs. Lenny bloody Hayes. Let's have a talk about Lenny first,
strong
eh?
Boy.
Strong boy. Lenny's built, you know, he's been building. I was happy for him just to get through the NAB Cup. 87 round 1, 108 round 2, 124 round 3. He is building up to some sort of, you know, climax. 124 points on the weekend. You'll still get him for 454k after this weekend. And look, he's ticked every box I wanted him to tick, you know. I wasn't going to touch him till now. You still get him at a bargain. He's back to his best. He's not showing any ill signs of the knee. Well worth a thought. Now, I want to quickly flick over to Barlow.
Mr. John.
Yeah.
I want to see Lenny Hayes,
yeah,
and Joel Salwood,
yeah,
in cage fight.
That'd be wonderful.
No rule, cage fight.
Naked?
Yes,
yeah.
Little bit of grapeseed oil on body.
Yeah. Oh, Lenny's.
Maybe strobe light, so yeah, you yeah, just see flesh and glimmering sweat and
yeah,
genital.
Now let's go over. Frio played Brisbane. 33,473 were over there at Patterson Stadium. Heartbroken to see young Nat Fife, you know. We talk about Supercoach, but this is a young kid's career we're talking about, and all the very best Nat Fife getting back up and running. We also saw big Matty Lundberger do his Achilles heel. Many people will be looking to replace him in the ruck as well. But look, one thing...
Jock.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to your rant this week.
Righto, well, I'm ready too, son. Here it goes. You're driving a man to flaming drink. Now, Ross Lawn, we've been mates for many years, mate. Now, over the summer, got out the old 6-4 and we were surfing down there at Cottesloe Beach together. Even let you rub bloody zinc cream on me nose, son. You told me Greggy Broughton would be waxed through the midfield this year, mate, which he didn't. And I was upset.
Agreed.
Now, I'm over that, mate. I've moved on. I've built a big bridge and I've walked over it, mate. I've moved on. And on the weekend, mate, you've got my nose out of joint once more, you know. Heard you to refer to Nat Fife, in light of his injury, as a... much required resource. Now, Roscoe, we've been mates for many years, mate, but the one thing between you and a bloody premiership flag is recognising your players as human bloody beings. What, you think Nat Fife's a big chunk of bloody iron ore? You're gonna ship him off to bloody China? He's a young kid with a big future, and he's a talented kid, and don't refer to him as a resource, he's a human bloody being.
That's a joke. Have a spell, mate. Big heart, mate. Big heart.
Yeah.
Lot of love to give there.
Oh, it just breaks me bloody heart.
Yes, all the best to Nathaniel.
Valuable bloody resource.
Let's hope that Nathaniel not only fixes his shoulder, but comes back with a more sensible haircut.
Yeah, I'm a bloody old fool. I get bloody carried away, but some things just get me goat, you know?
It's okay, Mr. John.
Yeah, but sometimes, Ross, I think that's the only thing holding you back, son. Barlow approaching his best with 108 Supercoach points. What were your views on it, Crouching? Here you go. How do you see the game? Tempting pick?
Yes, very tempting.
Yeah.
Much like Lenny Hayes. But learn the lesson from Dempsey.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up.
Learn the lesson of a player coming back from major injury.
Yeah.
Soft tissue is more than just strongly correlated.
Yeah.
It's almost assumed.
Yeah.
That as the season progresses, these players coming back from major injuries...
Especially your leg break.
...will miss game time.
Yeah, your leg break's probably worse than your knee injury for this sort of soft tissue thing, because, of course, he'll favour the other leg. He's already had a niggle on that broken leg this year. Stay away, just don't get tempted, folks.
Nihan Puck, he could easy play football with broken leg.
Yeah, he's strong man. Love to see Billy Longer get a good run around as well. With Lewenberger going down as well, he had to shoulder a lot of the ruck burden, okay, against the big bloody turf-toe Sandylands, and he stood up bloody well with 85 Supercoach points. While we're on the Brisbane team as well, John Brown with 9 Supercoach points, got through the whole team. We're talking about possible replacements for Nat Fife. Here's one that's going to be one hell of a bargain in 3 or 4 weeks. Scored 9 Supercoach points. 397K. If you can hold on, well, John O'Brown, if he hits form, hooly dooly. Great to see Adam Treloar for Greater Western Sydney trot out for his first game with a big 73 points. Did you see Sheets? He was pumped. He turned around, high-fived someone. Adam Treloar, I think he's a special. It's his first game on the weekend. Look out for him as a cash cow.
I see something very special too.
Yeah.
I always think Mr. Job Watson, always think he a bit different.
Yeah.
Lovely footballer, but different.
Yeah.
Now I know. When I see him throw up ball blue, he off the Avatar movie.
Often. Oh, the one with the bloody yes, gangly yes. Blue blokes.
He from that planet.
Oh, yeah.
He has special power and vomit blue stuff.
Oh, he had a bit of a spew, didn't he?
I was just wondering, Jock.
Yeah. Yes, mate.
What is the blue liquid when they advertise women's sanitary?
Oh, we'll have a chat. Yeah, we'll have a chat afterwards, mate. Yeah, there's plenty to go through, mate.
Does the woman exude a blue form?
No. No, mate. We'll chat about all that. You haven't had the talk with mother about the women things. Well, don't worry, mate. We'll learn.
No.
Okay. Other impressive performances. Greater Western Sydney. Tommy the Bug come out with the 92 points. Hill, 27 possessions for Tommy Bug. Defender, if you haven't got him, you'll be spewing. He'll go up to 187k after this weekend. Dylan Shiel, he's building as well, isn't he? Higo, what are his outputs been? He seems to be building as he comes along.
Yes, a 34, a 63, yeah. And a 92. Remember, Dylan missed pre-season.
Yeah.
And I think appendix, yeah. And he seems to be a red-hot prospect, yeah. About to rise to approximately 166, not too late to jump on.
Reminds me of, was it your Ed Curno last year? A lot of people missed his first price rise. It's not the worst thing in the world to jump on after their second increment, and I'd suggest that Dylan Shiel is probably highly likely to be the most lucrative midfielder next to James Magner this year.
Good call, Jock.
Tim Moore, 52 points. Averaging 62. He'll go up to 173k. I'm still happy I've got him back there in defence.
Sorry, the sweatbands have constricted my...
Early, dooly.
Sphincter.
Oh, here. Open a bloody window in here, would you?
Tim Moore.
Oh, Timmy. I know he's old man.
Really, Jock?
Yeah. Taught him how to make a flute out of a bit of Tasmanian Huan Point. He's a good lad, Timmy Moore's dad.
That is bloody interesting.
Yeah.
Tim Moore, reluctant to jump on. Yeah. He's just risen to 173. And any player with a monosyllabic name structure, such as Tim Moore, I am wary of. Kev Rudd.
Yeah, there you go. That's a bloody beauty. Yeah, Greater Western Sydney. Congratulations, by the way.
Chris
Super competitive.
Yeah, well, there's a good one.
Congratulations to Kevin Sheedy and Greater Western Sydney. Super competitive. Well, look, they held their own against the West Coast Eagles.
John Brown.
They weren't embarrassed. They did well. West Coast Eagles. Listen, Higo Crouching, interested in your opinion. They've played the Bulldogs, Melbourne and Greater Western Sydney. Do we read much into West Coast Eagles' form line so far this season?
Yes. Forget the opposition, Jock.
Yeah.
They rested players, remember? Such as Prudis.
Yeah, bloody oath they
did. Lethal ruck combination.
Yeah.
Exciting on-ballers. And yes, Chris Maston.
Yeah.
You are a very tempting prospect this year.
He's still mid-price as well.
But I can't do it.
Okay.
He burned me.
Yeah, Scotty.
Yes, he burned me too.
One of the other Selwood boys, good Scotty Selwood. 145 points. He's averaging 135 in his 3 games this year. You'll still get him for 504k.
You teach him how to kick too, John.
Yeah, you taught him how to bloody mark, tackle as
tell
well.
Tell me this, of these Selwood boys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which one you pick best player?
Well, I put most time into Joel. I sort of took the youngest and thought I could mould him in my ways the best, and that's probably wielded some fruit. Scott Selwood was probably the most creative, he used to tell me. Jock. Hey, Jock, what about we use, you know, this bloody washing basket as a bloody goals? He was a creative boy, Scotty. 31 possessions, 12 of them contested, 10 marks. Even though, you know, their opposition hasn't been crash-hot, West Coast are a team. Don't you mark my words, they are a team. Luke Shuey, 141 Supercoach points, averaging 120. 5 goals, 25 possessions. Marston, you mentioned before, is averaging 113. And a couple of back options. If you had enough of your Brian Lake, you've got Bo Waters back there, you'll still get for 394. He's just ticking along, averaging 82. He'll get more work to do over the coming weeks. Shannon Hearn, averaging 103. Also, here you go. What's Hearn? What can you get Herney for this week?
Approximately 463.
Yeah.
68% efficiency.
Yeah, that's a good
A very risky option in my mind.
Yeah.
If you have him, keep him.
Gee, your backs are flaky this year, aren't they? They're a hard posse to really nail you in your back lines.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Jock, have you made an intro to our final whoosh?
Nah, I went up bloody fishing for barramundi. I haven't had much time, but I'll get to it, boys. I'll get it. Mark Murphy, averaging 132. Gone to the next level. Gave the bird to the Collingwood cheer squad.
Dustin Martin. I think you need to try a little bit harder. Maybe go hungry before game. I still like you.
Cruiser, 83. 28 hit-outs. No contested marks. Hampson had 3. Interesting.
Daniel Hannabury, outstanding output. Welcome back.
Heath Shaw, 98. You'll get him for 517k if you're interested.
Hamish Hartlett.
Alex Rance, averaging 109 in his first 3 games, 17 possessions, 100% efficient. Good stuff, Alex. I'm looking at you, son.
Boom Harvey, they talk about Dustin Fletcher. You're next.
Chad Wingard, averaging 51, will only go up by 20,000. That's why you don't pick the high-priced rookies. You don't make as much money.
Jared, the rough head.
Oh, the orange roughy.
You get game time into you. Oh, you bloody good pick.
Bradley Ebert, 94 points, 22 disposals. Keep ticking along, son.
Chris Newman, go to the toilet. Running around with a poo in your pants. Turning it over. What is wrong with you?
Lukey Parker. Bit of relief for those that went in with the mid-pricer. 108 Supercoach points for the Sydney squad.
Tendai, Mazonke. You just keep getting that ball, you good boy. You very good boy.
Carmichael Hunt, I am so bloody proud of you, son. And you are a credit to this country. Only averaging 44, but the enthusiasm you showed makes my heart warm, son. Congratulations.
Chris Yaron, outstanding player, but if you can work on your consistency, you will become elite.
Brent Stanton, 20 touches, only 40% effective, 93 Supercoach points. Is the party over?
Mr. Clark, you're big unit, but you're nothing without your midfield.
Cyril, well held by Dowdy. Could be a bargain in a few weeks. Injury risk.
Porplesia, you're not fooling me, mate.
Danger, danger. Premium status approaching.
Mr. Jack Zeeble, I think you come back even better next week. I think I might pick your upgrade.
Oren Stevenson, 76 points. Spewing if you dumped him.
Malte Clay, I know you only get 30. I know you go up to 155. I still have very strong trousers for you.
First and foremost, thank you very much, Peter Higginbotham, and good luck with the exercise and with young Margaret, mate. Let us know how you go.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching Tiger, as always, great honour to have you and Higo on board. I'm Jock Reynolds. See you next week.
Come on, one more time.